Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up, How Keeping Foreigners Out Makes Sense, or Vive la Différence. Well, folks, about 20 years or so ago, a relatively new field of psychology emerged, evolutionary psychology. Basically, evolutionary psychologists theorize and test hypotheses that the brain and the mind, through random genetic mutation, developed by enhancing the survival of certain members of the species with the aforementioned mutated genes, which resulted in improved adaptation to the environment and thus a greater chance of reproduction and survival of the species. Whew! That's a mouthful and a brainful. Should I keep going? Okay, furthermore, the brain and its connected sensory organs at the most primary level work by telling the difference between A and B. Light and dark, for instance, or hot and cold, or tasty to our brain and its attached body needing salt and fat and sweet-tasting carbs versus disgusting as a signal of potential poison. Without the ability to tell the difference between these primary sensory experiences, we would all have been dead many eons ago from falling off cliffs in the dark, or from freezing to death, or from starvation or poisoning. Now, evolutionary neuroscience tells us that our brain has three levels, which developed one after the other over millions and millions of years. The first and most basic level is the reptilian brain, with our most basic drive to survive, by fighting, fleeing, or freezing when it detects dangerous threats, such as lions. We're going to skip over level two because it isn't relevant to this checkup, and I can see that my producer is going to kill me if I go on too long, and I want to survive. So, level three, the primate brain, with the drive to work cooperatively in groups for the added survival advantage, and the ability to collect data and overrule the reptilian brain's snap judgments when it's too hasty and could keep potentially useful group members out of the group needlessly. Why is this important in our everyday lives in 2016? Because if we are able to recognize our ancient drives and feelings from the oldest reptilian parts of our brains, and make common sense of that info with the evolutionarily newest brain areas, the primate brain, with its delaying, data collecting, executive decision-making prefrontal cortex, we have a greater chance of survival and development, personally and collectively as a group. Can you give us an example or some data, Dr. Checkup, you might ask, if your prefrontal cortex just can't make sense of all of this yet? Sure, Dr. Neckup says cooperatively. Research shows that in mere thousandths of a second, our brain, no matter if it's in a white body or a brown body or a yellow body, senses that someone is of the same or a different race than us. And if the difference is different or strange enough, the reptilian brain sends a fight, flight, or freeze command. Now, this doesn't make us racist, just a human tell the difference between this and that person. This discriminating between races makes sense if we realize that millions of years ago, back in the African savanna, we had to know if someone approaching us in our tribe was from the same tribe, and thus safe and not a threat to our survival. People whose brains were able to detect these differences and were more likely to survive, thus could reproduce and pass on their genes. What makes us racist is if we disregard our more civilized primate brain's prefrontal cortex's ability to suspend the reptilian brain's automatic survival stereotyping response while we look for evidence of whether that stereotype is true or not. That is that person who looks different necessarily a murderer or a terrorist? Put another way, how do we overcome the unfortunate racist stereotypes from our reptilian brain, which makes sense to our reptilian brain? We need to employ our prefrontal cortex to check if there is any real threat from this superficially different person of a different race. Or might we welcome him or her through the gated walls of our encampments to enhance our own functioning personally and our entire team with his or her different resources? I'm Dr. Rich. Vive la différence, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.